Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. All right, good evening. Welcome to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We're excited. We're here at Mashpee Baptist Church here in Massachusetts, and we are so excited about having some folk join us on the broadcast today. And so before we do that, we're going to go to a song with the Justice Family, and it's entitled God's Amazing Grace, Still Amazing Me. Hope it'll be a blessing to you as you listen today.
Sins were many, my heart grew cold. Fellowship was broken, I felt so all alone. But it didn't matter how far I'd gone, God was still faithful and I came back home. My sins were forgiven and grace to me was shown. I stand here before you tonight, rejoicing, everything's all right, 'cause in my heart I know that I am saved. Now I long to do God's will. Yes, I know I fail Him still, but I'm so glad His grace never.
That's the Justice Family singing God's Amazing Grace Still Amazes Me. We're excited to have some guests on the broadcast with us today. And I've got Mac. How you say that, Brother Mac?
McManus.
McManus, all right. And he is a deacon and a music director here at the Mashpee Baptist Church here in Massachusetts. And we appreciate him joining us on the broadcast today. We just got finished, Brother Mac. Just got finished with our first night of Vacation Bible School. And, boy, had a good turnout, and God really blessed. Tell the folks just a little bit about Bible School tonight.
It was fantastic. We had more children here than we've had in years. And it's the fact that you were able to get them here is really important.
Amen. Well, we got out into the community. We knocked some doors, and we got into contact with some other folk. And it's just a blessing, amen, how that God really moved here tonight here at the Mashpee Baptist Church. And so I appreciate Brother Mac. We just come up here last year and got around you folk, and you have been so hospitable and helping us around as we were here doing the Vacation Bible School in the past. And so I was excited about coming back. I'm glad I didn't have any, personally, I didn't have any car trouble this trip yet. I still got to go home, but I know some of our folk that came up on the trip did have car trouble, but they made it, and we thank the Lord for that. Brother Mac, tell us a little bit about your time here at the Mashpee Baptist Church and a little bit of history about the church itself.
Mashpee Baptist Church was established in 1898, primarily by Wampanoag, but a mixed group of individuals who wanted a Baptist church in this area. And it was open at that time, and it operated. And then in 1935, it caught fire. But they met close by so they could keep it going, and it's been in operation since. My wife and I have been here since 2008. We came from Washington, D.C., and moved here for employment. And just walked right in the door. We were welcomed, and we've been here ever since to just lead the choir and then become members, active members of the church.
Mac, you know, you was telling me a little bit how that you and you and her met. Can you help us out with that on the broadcast today?
I walked into the church, Redeemer Baptist Church in Washington, D.C., and I'm a church musician. I've been playing since childhood, and I was looking for a church to play for. And as I walked in that Sunday in October 1990, my wife was standing up singing, leading a song, and I said, "Oh, she looks very nice." And I heard that voice, and then I started playing really shortly after that, and we've been kind of a duo ever since, in choirs and everything. Yes.
Amen. How long you been married, Brother Mike?
We've been married 31 years.
31 years.
Yes.
Amen. That's a blessing. Boy, I tell you, it's awesome to see folks sticking with it, staying together. What a blessing. Amen. What's your prayer request that maybe our listeners could help you guys here at the Mashpee Baptist Church, how that they could help you pray? What would be one of those things that you believe that God would have them to pray about while we're here?
It's a cliche to say the children are our future, but it is. And our church is primarily senior citizens. We have our junior churches kind of in their 50s. And so we have a lot of people over 60 and very few children. We pray that young parents would come into the area or allow their children to come. In my generation, parents took you to church and made at least sent you. Now we don't have the 40-year-olds with children. We would like to have them. And at least, if not, to have those who are willing to see the value of God and God in their children and send them to church so that we can continue to grow. It's a rich history.
Children, we always say at our house that that children are, you know, some people say that children's the future of the church, and we say that children are the future, are the church of the day, amen. And they are, and they're part of our church, and we thank the Lord for them. I tell you, it's been such a great day today. We've got to start Vacation Bible School, and I've got a lady next to me. We have spent a lot of time together. I mean, a lot of time. Her name is Miss Amy Youngblood. She is my sister, and she helped us out get everything kicked off today. And so she is going to be one of our guests as well, telling us about this event that we're doing here at the Mashpee Baptist Church and kind of what God has done and what a blessing. Thank you, Brother Mac, for allowing us to be here. We appreciate the church and their hospitality, and what a blessing. Amen. Amy, tell us about what you walked into.
Well, first of all, Dr. Mack and his wife have been so hospitable towards us, and we're so thankful for the opportunity to be here. I love being here because I love being around kids, and I love knocking the doors. And one of the greatest things that I can think of from today was seeing Mr. Wayne go out and knock doors. And so a lot of people have never door knocked before, and it is nerve-wracking all at first because you're thinking, what are they going to say to me, and how are they going to react towards me? But one of the phrases that I said to him today that I think can help most people is when you first open the door, when you knock on the door, the first thing you can say is, "Hi, I'd like to invite you to, and then go ahead and present your church work and the things that you're doing there.
Amen. So we've been knocking doors for a very long time on different Indian reservations and in Native American work, and it's been a blessing to watch God move and how that He's helped us. And so we've been able to do that here, and it's just been tremendous. I tell you, tonight to see the children come in to Vacation Bible School and the energy that was there. And I really enjoyed the group that we had tonight. What a blessing. Tell us about some things that we learned tonight.
You're right, Philip. A smile goes a long way, especially when you're door knocking. And Mac, when you first greeted us, one of the first things that I noticed about you and your wife was that you greeted us with a smile. And that just shows us that you're friendly. So tonight's lesson was about free will. We did some scripture songs about the thief cometh not before to steal and to kill and to destroy. But notice where the scripture stops there, and it says, but I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly.
Amen. And then we took a moment and we give them a lesson out of the book of Genesis concerning Adam and Eve and the temptation that was there in the garden. And we were talking about how that Eve was tempted by the devil and how that he stole some things from her. One of the things that he stole from her was he stole her life. He did. He took her life. The Bible said, the day that you eat of the tree thereof, thou shalt surely die. And she ate the fruit of the tree, and we have been fighting that battle ever since. Every single one of us had come in contact with that situation where there's death and some other things, amen. And so I'm thankful, amen, that we've got an answer. The Lord Jesus Christ came to die. The Bible said that the wages of sin is death, but, amen, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Brother Mac, tell us a little bit about what we can be praying for the church. I know that the church has got some things that you need to pray for, but I tell you, I appreciate once again this church opening the doors for us. What a blessing it's been. Amen, Brother Mac.
Well, we need a pastor for sure, and that's something that's hard to get here on the Cape because it's a resort area, and I'm referring to Cape Cod. And so when they come, they say, well, the cost of living is so high, we hear a request for $200,000 a year for pastors. We need someone who loves God, who loves the church, and is not trying to break the bank or live like a millionaire. Right. We'll meet them halfway. But we want someone who's kind and understanding and willing to just teach and willing to recruit and open doors, open arms. That's what's so important here. But I do want to add something else I want to say about our visitors have been so warm, and it's easy to love you and just open our arms to you because you're so warm and friendly, and it's just wonderful. Last year was the same way, and this year even more, son. We just thank you for the kindness that you exhibit ever since you've been here. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brother Mac. And once again, they are looking for a pastor here at the Mashpee Baptist Church. And so we appreciate Brother Mac coming on today and being with us. We're getting ready to run out of some time. But let me just, Amy, we made some crafts today and we had some sayings. We made a red light.
So maybe this will help you in your life whenever you come to a crossroad and don't know what to do. Stop, pray, and go God's way. So think of it like a red light. Stop. Lord, what do you want from me? Pray, ask His will for your life. Don't go your way, go God's way. So say it with me, all three.
Stop, pray, and go God's way.
Amen. So we hope that you have enjoyed the broadcast today. What a blessing. Thank you, Brother Mac, for being with us. Amen. Tell our listeners goodbye.
Goodbye, and God bless you all.
Amen. And then my sister Amy, thank you for being with us today.
I enjoyed it.
All right. Hope you guys have enjoyed the broadcast. We appreciate you. Amen. Tune back on again on Monday for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.